Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your market update for February 24th, 2025. So we're going to talk with the economic data that we're getting this week. And I usually go day by day, but the reason why we're talking about the weekly economic news is because there is two major pieces of economic news the Federal Reserve is going to count on when they figure out what they're going to do at the next meeting. So without further ado, reprieved a little bit on Friday. They were down a little bit on Thursday as well. Wednesday is when it started that move. So mortgage rates are down and they're going to continue to go down as well today. How do I know that? Well, I'll show you the economic calendar in the bond market here in a second. But here's what I want to focus in on today. Here's four pieces of the information. This is basically the economy at a glance. And this is telling us what the federal funds rate is, basically the Federal Reserve with the rate that they control. And they don't control mortgage rates or credit card rates or car loan rates. They control the federal funds rate, which is just interbank lending. But there's three other pieces of the components that they rely on when they're setting monetary policy. Okay, that is one is the personal consumption expenditure, the inflation number that they focus most on. And the reason why this is in major focus this week is back in September, this number hit 2.1, the lowest that we've seen since COVID. And then since then, it's been up, and it's all the way back up to 2.6. So we're hoping this halts and starts to revert going downwards. On the unemployment front, we do have unemployment claims coming in this week. That gives us kind of the reverse data that we need on the unemployment rate. But unemployment's steady right now at about a 4.1, 4.0. And that, in history, that's pretty much right in line. And then we have GDP. Now, as long as this is positive 2+, we're in okay territory. So let's get over to the economic news we have for the week. It kind of rolls right into all this. So on Tuesday, well, Monday, we have nothing. So we'll go over what's happening in the markets, but there's really no reason for it today. So let's look at Tuesday. Tuesday, we have consumer confidence coming out, and I don't think this is going to be higher than last time. I'm just saying. I don't think everybody I talk to seems to be humdrum. But then now on Wednesday is when we start getting some of the data that you and I can use. What are you doing? Okay, that's one piece of this puzzle. Then on Thursday and Friday is when everything starts to come in. On Thursday, we have GDP and initial jobless claims. That's going to fit two voids of these, kind of, sort of. And then on this, the last piece of the puzzle on Friday's coming in is the PCE. And that is the grand poobah right through here. We want to see what's happening here, because if this continues to uptick, it's not going to be good for the economy right now. Let's get over to see what the bond market is doing so far today based on really no news. We're up 12 ticks. This was down 4 ticks this morning. I thought we would have a little bit of a reversal this morning, but the number came in negative 4, and then it's been up in a way since then. Let's get over to this piece. I want to show you other kind of ways I chart these things other than just looking at these charts every day. So what you're seeing on the screen right now is a mortgage-backed security bond and what the price range has been. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I usually add in more charting than this, but this one I just wanted to show you a moving average. So I plugged in, what is the moving average of the MBS market? So this gives us kind of the ups and downs of what's going on. This right through here, this is the median section right through here. So these bar charts should be charting as close to this purple line as it possibly can. You can see when it goes way above, we usually have a pullback. When it goes way below, you'll usually have a pullback above over there. Then you have these big moves here down, and then you'll have a big move up. So on Friday, here's what I saw. I saw there was a little bit of overbuying in the market right through here, and I thought the market would pull back a little bit today. Its rally is continuing. We love that when there's a breakout. So we're going to continue to monitor this to see what happens at its next stage. But let's get over to the stock market, see how it's faring today. It's down across the board. The markets were in green all the way across the board this morning when I first logged in, and the VIX was actually stable. But right now we have the Dow Jones all the way back to the Russell 2000 down, and we have the VIX actually going up as well. That's telling us the anxiety level on Wall Street. Let's get to see what's going on in the bond markets. We have the bonds. Whew, this is a nice move down. The 10-year Treasury was at 4.55 about 2 weeks ago, so a nice reprieve there. And then over to oil. Oil is at $70 a barrel. Not bad. We like it at 70 or below because of inflation. And this is helping us because it was about 72, 73 last week. Right through there. Let's get to see. Now the CME FedWatch tool. What is the Fed expected to do at the next meeting? And this is in 23 days. Guys, they're not going to do anything because the data is coming in isn't really doing anything for us. But we will have a lot of data this week. So as this data comes in this week, these things might move. 95.5% chance the Federal Reserve will continue to keep rates right where they are at this time. So there was an article that just came out that I wanted to share with you guys, and this is pretty interesting. Just kind of my little bit of fun for the day. How much does a $300,000 house cost in every state? And why you can basically buy a postage stamp. But if you check out this, and I think it's on CNBC, you can scroll down, and here's the disparity on some of these. Looking at Alabama, you can buy almost a 2,000 square foot home for $300,000. Then you go to Arizona, 900 square foot. Arkansas, 1,800. California, 6. Disparities here. That's why a lot of times when people call, they're like, I live in California and I'm looking to buy, a $500,000 home. I feel for you folks, because you're only buying a 1,000 square foot home. So you really have to make a lot of money out in California to qualify. So that's where I come into play. Hopefully I can help you guys in California, New York, some of the bigger cities as well as anywhere else in the country, help you find and get into more affordable products, because home prices. So who am I and what do I do? Let's get over to that. Well, first off, I want to do my public service announcement. If you're out there looking to buy a house, maybe buy a car, maybe even looking to refinance, here's what happens behind the scenes, okay? So when I pull your credit, that credit data from the federal agent, the credit agencies, they sell your data. They'll sell it to financial institutions, brokers, and so forth. If you want to stop that data from being sold, kind of like the do not call list. Did you sign up for the do not? Because you don't want to be inundated with solicitors. Well, this is the same thing. So go to optoutprescreener.com. You'll scroll down to the bottom and subscribe, and that'll take you out of what's called trigger leads. And trigger leads are basically when somebody pulls your credit, that data gets sold. This will stop it. So now on to me, who I am and what do I do? Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I work at People's Bank and Trust, which is a federal bank. So it's Puerto Rico. The cool thing is we're set up with over 30 other lenders. So we're also a broker. We're a federal bank and a broker. So a lot of people say, well, who do you use? Do you go to a bank for your loan or do you go to a broker? Well, go to both. I can do both of them for you. So my name is Dan Frio. Check me out at therateupdate.com. You're going to find all the information right up through here. And you can put in your application right through here. We usually ask you we want to know your story. And you probably want to call us and at least vet us and ask. So why don't you schedule a consultation with me right through here? Schedule a one-on-one consultation. You can do that right through there. And it's going to basically be like this. You're just going to ask questions and I'll answer them. If you're confident in those questions and answers, well, then we move to the next stage of the application. But if you'd rather call in, you could do that as well. Go down to the bottom right through here. And this number has been out for 2 weeks and I apologize, but we are now back in full force. So if you want to give us a call, call us at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me rateupdate.com. And be sure to send your question here. Don't leave any questions down below. Please leave your questions right through here. Give me your name and phone number. Be more than happy to call you, go over that question, and maybe more. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Can't wait to see you here at the closing bell to see how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.